If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
When does a relationship become real? And I'm talking about what age, you know, because when we think back to when we were young, I'm sure you guys are like me, like you thought some stuff was really raw and real at the time, right?
Oh, yeah. I think, I thought I was going to marry my first ever girlfriend and then my second ever girlfriend and my third. I thought I was going to marry all of them.
That's funny. I know Sam loves to reminisce about his, past and about his girlfriend. Yes. We've heard about all of them. I can name most of them. And yesterday he brought up the fact that a lot of people were saying that Northwest, Kim Kardashian's oldest daughter, who's 5 years old, has a boyfriend. Kim has squashed those rumors for the record. She said, is this for real? She's 5 years old. No, she does not have a boyfriend.
Although real relationships may not exist at 5 years old, crushes are real at that age. I mean, even younger. I mean, kids are very perceptive. And at 5 years old, you can start developing feelings for someone and maybe onto something intuitively that is maybe more profound than you think.
My mom tells me about being in daycare and I had this boy who we were together all of the time. We were in love. But I don't know if it was a crush as much as it was just friendship, because you don't really know gender at that age, right? Like when you're in preschool or in daycare. But what was the first time that you really recognized that you had a crush on somebody?
I was eight and a half years old. I was at summer camp and we were on a field trip on a bus, and Corey Goodman, who was sitting next to me, reached over and grabbed my hand. And this was, earth-shattering for
Right.
me.
My world
was flipped upside down. Mm-hmm. And so the next day, it was given that we were going out at that point, right?
It was given.
Okay.
When someone touches your hand at 8 years old, I'm sorry, you're official.
Yeah. Right. They were a couple.
And so I couldn't sleep that night. I was thinking to myself, making wedding plans, this and that. The next day, not even 24 hours later, at lunch, I'm sitting down at the cafeteria, and she walks up to me and whispers in my ear, and I think to myself, she's going to, give me some poetry, some words of love. And she whispers in my ear, I think we should just be friends.
Oh, you got dumped.
And squash.
Just like that.
And squash.
Corey.
I did nothing. Or maybe I didn't do enough. I don't know.
Your heart was broken.
Totally.
Do you remember the first time you had a real crush, Andy?
Yeah, I guess it would be, if we're going to name names, I guess it would be Laura Walter.
Okay.
The one got away.
Well, he was naming Lori or Corey Goodman. I'll name Laura. And she was her mom is friends with my mom. So we just kind of naturally hung out. And I don't know, one time Laura and I went on a little, she had a cottage, and we went on a little paddle boat ride, just her and I, and we went up to some rocks and sat on the rocks and sat there, and I don't know if we held hands or not, but I didn't want that moment to end, and I think about it fondly to this day.
Really?
Oh yeah, it was a lovely moment in my life.
I remember the first person I had a crush on, and everybody in the class had a crush on him, and he didn't actually date anybody, that wasn't happening. This was grade four, maybe three or four. It was part of his appeal, but I remember I was mortified, and I was I can never look at him in the face again, because I was developing at that age. Do you know what I mean? I had some curves.
Things were happening to your body.
Things were happening. Yeah. Exactly. And I remember I had this really cool necklace, and you could move it around. It was kind of partly a toy and partly a necklace, and I wore it, and I was wearing this bodysuit, and I was I'm looking good.
Are you Catwoman?
Yes. A bodysuit, tucked in jeans. This was very fashionable. It had flowers all over it, right?
Sure.
And I remember he was looking at the necklace, and he was holding it and making it go around in his hands, and he looks up at my chest area, and he goes, whoa, and he ran away. And I was, mortified.
Everyone, we're official now.
I didn't look at him for the rest of her elementary school career. I could not.
It sounds like he wasn't ready to look at you for the rest of his elementary school career.
He hates me, and he knows I have boobs, and this is horrible. It was horrendous. So, didn't work out, but I think he's doing really well now, which is good news.
Okay.
We wish him the best.
All right.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Nikki, I want you to think about the worst thing that could happen on your wedding night. Everyone's gone home. It's just you and the groom. You had a great day. What's the worst thing that could happen?
The worst thing that can possibly happen. The first thing that came to mind is cheating. If somebody
on
your wedding day, it happens. You've seen this happen in movies.
What?
But then I thought death would be worse, I guess. If somebody, it would.
Okay, so we're going a little bit.
Hey, you asked the question.
I was thinking a broken heel,
Yes.
Oh my God, no, way worse things can happen.
Wow, you took it to one extreme there. So maybe this isn't the worst thing that could happen. But there was a bride, I guess, in the States. She posted on Reddit for advice. Her name was Throwaway Peen 34. I'll let that sink in. And after she discovered on her wedding night, her new groom had something called a micro
genitalia.
Male body part. Yeah, sure. We kind of know where we're going with that. I guess they hadn't been intimate before that night. They were kind of old-fashioned in that sense. And this wasn't something that she had expected. She has quoted her. She's quoted as saying she felt deceived on her wedding night. And now she wants advice. She wants to know what she should do. I guess, is this a big problem? Is this a small problem? She doesn't know what's, she needs some advice.
Well, what? It's a small problem, what? I guess.
Well, for some, it can be a big problem.
Look, this is why I think it is such a gamble to wait until your wedding day for those things. It's such, intimacy is such a huge part of a relationship. And it would just be like keeping any other part of your life or yourself a secret until after you get married. And, you know, you roll the dice. Maybe you'll like that part of the person once you get to know it, or maybe you won't. And it sometimes feels a little bit too late if you don't like it and you've already been married, right? I think she's going to have to learn to deal with it. I feel like they're going to maybe have to see a therapist and figure out how they're going to work through this if she's finding it to be an issue. I doubt that there are many people who would say that that is 100% a deal breaker, you know? It can
not after they've been
not
married.
Work.
Yeah.
But they just got married.
How do you not feel cheated, though? The fact that he never made a reference to it, the fact that you never saw, like, any protrusion, or there was never any sort of, you know.
It's obvious why you never saw it.
He never wore sweatpants, I can guarantee
it. Even if he did, clearly that wasn't going to show much.
When I was in Japan, I went to a lot of spas there, and, you know, everyone's naked there. And so I actually witnessed for the first time, and I saw them, like, what it looks like. And let me tell you something, it makes a man very humble if they do have that.
Yeah, but it's, you know? It's our bodies. Like, if you have decided as a couple that you're not going to be intimate until after you get married, you don't start describing everything negative about your body before that happens. You know, you don't, that's weird.
But you need to give disclaimers. I mean, you know, parts of my body that I was insecure about, I opened up with Josie about, because I didn't want there to be any surprises. And so I just let it all sort of hang out there, so to speak.
Oh, gross.
Well,
okay.
I mean, because there's nothing worse than feeling like you made a wrong decision.
You told her everything you don't like about your body before you became intimate.
Yes.
What's the first thing you told her?
I can't tell you.
Oh, come on.
Until we sleep together, Andy.
Wow.
It's in the vault.
Okay. Well, good luck to the woman. I hope she gets what she's looking for on Reddit, right? She's looking for people to help her out.
She was on Reddit. Throw away peeing 34 if you want to give some advice.
That is a tough one.
If you're taking your marriage to Reddit, I mean, clearly it's like a last resort.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right. Do you know an adult who is an extremely picky eater? And I know that can be tough, right? Mm-hmm. Like living with an adult who doesn't share maybe your love of food or new restaurants. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. And I am bringing this up because we're kind of learning more about Andy. This is your third week with us, right?
Yep. And you know an adult that's a very picky eater too.
I do. Last week, we're in here after the show. And Andy's he likes to have like a piece of fruit sometimes after the show. So I'm watching him pick apart his banana, because any part of the banana that wasn't perfectly white, if it had just started to slightly turn a little bit brown, he had to throw that part out. He refused to consume it.
It's gross. Okay. It ruins the banana. And I know I know it's a little bit wasteful on food. I get it, but it's just habit. It's automatic. I see a bruise on a banana, it's gone. And that part of the banana is in the garbage.
Now, how much of it is psychological versus actually
all
just...
of it?
Okay.
Probably.
No. There, you can taste the difference of the bruised part of the banana versus the unbruised part of the banana. The texture, just the look of it. You know, we see people say we eat with our eyes, right? Mm-hmm. So when I see that bruise, yeah, maybe I guess it's a little psychological, but the banana tastes different.
No. When I was watching him do this, it reminded me of when I was like 5 years old. And I don't know how my mom put up with it, but when she was making me toast, I went through this period where if it was like just slightly brown, even like if it, I liked it just warm basically, and I would say it was burnt, even though it clearly was not burnt. Right. And she would make me more toast, and it was so ridiculous.
No.
And that kind of reminded me of you.
I'm with you. The setting on the toaster needs to be at one. When I first met our boss, we went out for lunch and we both got burgers and fries. And I have another thing where I always eat all my fries before I touch the burger.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's go back to your childhood, Andy. I have some questions here.
It is actually, a lot of people do go to therapy for their issues with food.
Yeah. There's no issues?
Yeah, there are some issues, I think.
I used to be very, very particular about food when I was a kid, but eventually you sort of grow out of it and all those acquired tastes that people say you'll enjoy later on in life, you do catch on to them. But I mean, clearly there's some sort of a block here with
There's
you.
No I mean, block. I find something that works and I stick with it for the rest of my life.
But things have to change. Yes. Nothing would ever change in life if we all did that, right?
How it's evolved.
Yeah.
You know, the first time I eat a banana, it will probably be the same day I lose my job. My wife will leave me. That'll be because I ate a bruised banana.
You don't deserve to eat a banana, Andy. Okay.
That explains a lot. Deserve it. They do say that you should not chirp people about this.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm really bad at this.
But they said that if you do want to expand your palate a little bit, broaden your horizons when it comes to food, that you should just slowly introduce small things into your diet. They said, for instance, there's pretty much nobody in the world who likes beer the first time they try beer.
Yeah.
Except
right?
me.
You did, of course.
It was love at first sip.
I don't want to expand my palate to a bruised banana.
Okay.
Throw it in a smoothie then. I mean, do something with it.
We're going to work through this. It's too late to return him. He's here to stay. So we're going to figure this out. Do you know of an adult who is an extremely picky eater, though? We're getting a lot of texts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shelly writes in. She says, I am with Andy on the banana. The bruise does taste different. Thank you, Shelly.
Now, is the bruise exclusive to the banana, or can you not do any fruits with bruises on them?
No. Have you ever had a pear or an apple with a bruise?
Oh, pears with bruises are the most delicious.
It's even softer.
They're sweeter and softer.
No,
absolutely.
No.
Tracy, do you find this all a little weird?
No, because I do the same thing.
You do?
Tracy!
With the banana, too? With the banana?
No, that's a little extreme.
Okay, thank you, Tracy.
Come on, that's where you draw the line.
I was with you for a second.
But I do eat in compartments. Like, if I have burgers and fries, I eat the fries first, then the burger.
Of course.
I don't like to mix my food when I eat. Everyone at work makes fun of me all the time.
But then your burger's cold.
No. You just eat your fries a little bit quicker.
Yeah, the burger's the main event, so you got to save that
exactly.
for the end.
He does eat
exactly.
quickly. I'm not sure he chews when he eats. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
I can't wait to learn more about your issues with food as we get to know you.
These aren't issues.
Tip of the iceberg here.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So we want your help right now. Text us what you think at 92925. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Good morning. And this got big online and on social media yesterday. Simple question. How many towels should a couple own?
Ooh.
Yeah.
First of all, only in 2019 could this be a debate. And second of all, the answer is clearly 8, right?
No.
What do you mean no?
That's so cut and dry.
I live alone and I have probably 15 towels. I'm talking 15 full-size bath towels.
15?
Of which you use two?
Well, no, you go through them. You want to use different, some are a little smaller you want to use for the hair. Some are bigger you want to use for the bod. If you have, you can't just have enough for yourself because you're going to have company over too.
You've got enough for me, you, Nikki, or Sam.
Half
Rob.
The office.
Yeah. Well, I shower normally in the morning. Every morning I shower and then normally when I come home from the gym. So sometimes my towels are dirty.
But then do you wash your towels after each use?
Not each use, but a couple.
So you got enough to last you a few weeks.
Probably every day.
So if you were living with somebody, you would have 30 towels.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Ridiculous.
Why not?
That's not normal.
Why not?
I'm sorry.
That's not including the hand towels, too, and face cloths, obviously.
Oh, God.
Which you need to have more of.
Well, I mean, you can use the a bath towel for all of those to wash your, to dry your hands.
If company comes over and you need them to dry their hands, you're not going to use your bath towel.
That's what the paper towels are for.
Oh, God.
I've got about 8 or 9.
8, there you go.
I only need one. 3 or 4 of them are for my girlfriend's hair. I have issues because half of the stack just stays in the linen cupboard and is never used. I don't know why they've been there for 3-4 years. We always use the top 3 or 4 and keep washing them. We've never had to delve into,
you never get
half
really
of the pile.
Yeah,
the
bottom of
there?
The pile never comes up. I get it. I think the clear answer is 8. Like I said, 4 regular towels, 4 hand towels,
no.
two of each on the go at the same time, and 2 of each ready to swap in
4,
when the others get dirty.
4 regular towels is nowhere near enough for 2 people. That's not enough. You'd have to be doing laundry constantly. Okay, Sheena, is 4 bath towels enough for a couple?
Not even enough for one person.
Exactly.
Oh, come
I
on,
agree.
Sheena.
I agree.
Explain.
No. 4 towels?
Well, how?
I don't know. I have a towel obsession, I think. We have probably close to 20 for a family of 4.
That seems reasonable.
So if you divide 20, that's 2.
Okay.
So that would be 10. That'd be 10 total if it was just you and your boyfriend or your husband. That's fine. Okay,
that's not 5.
Here's another question. A lot of people are texting about this. Somebody said that it's not okay to reuse towels. Do you just use towels and then wash them after each use?
No, we reuse them, but I mean 2-3 times only. Yeah. I mean, you're clean when you're getting out of the shower, aren't you?
Yeah, you hang it up, you
dry
it.
2-3 times only?
That's a lot of laundry. Your hydro bill must be through the roof.
We do a lot of laundry. I think we do like 5 to 6 loads a week. So,
I would have said like 2-3 months.
Oh, God.
What?
Thank you
That's
so much.
Disgusting.
I know.
Have a good day, guys.
That is disgusting. Have a good one. Bye.
Thanks, you guys too. Bye.
How often do you actually wash your towels? I'm scared to ask.
Well, before I lived with someone, you don't want to know.
I don't want to know, do I?
No, you don't. I would lose count of sometimes.
I've been living on my own since I moved to Montreal. It's been about 2.5-3 weeks now.
So 2.5-3 weeks?
I'm putting up a zero right now.
Oh my God. Burn them. Burn them.
No, they smell fine still.
As long as they're air drying them like properly.
That's disgusting.
There you go.
I did some research actually. They said that bath towels that are being used once a day to dry off after a shower can be used up to 3 times before needing to be washed.
Okay.
And hand towels need to be changed more frequently because they're being used a lot more often.
Oh, man. Right.
I don't want to know what that look on your face means, Andy.
Laundry bill's going to be through the roof. I don't have that much time.
Oh, it's hard
being
an adult.
You can always hand wash.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.